Welcome to the Miracle Camp podcast, and thanks for checking out this recording from summer camp. Please enjoy listening to our speaker from this week.
What a beautiful night it was last night. Several girls came up here and prayed just to make sure their faith is right, and just to, some of them maybe were first time accepting Christ, and some of them were, you know, maybe they'd been saved, they said, but it was beautiful, because when God knocks on your heart, just answer it, you know? And I just want to leave this open for the rest of the week. If after the chapel you just feel God just knocking on your heart, or you just feel something, then just stay behind and don't worry about your friends or whatever, or, you know, that you got to be somewhere. Just come on up. I'll pray with you. We can talk, whatever. Just get it right, you know? I remember in Germany, Boaz had a teammate that played with him on his professional team. His name was David Czerny. He was from the Czech Republic, and he couldn't even understand English. We could barely even talk to him. Like, it was like all he could say is, "I like Coke. Give me Coke." He couldn't talk. All he could say to the coach was, "I go score goal, coach. I score goal." He could barely talk. Well, Bo invited him to church. We had a little church there in Germany. And he laughed at Bo, and he said, church, what church? And he didn't come. But then he finally decided to come, and he came to a meeting just like this, couldn't understand. I was speaking. He couldn't understand, I bet, two words. And I asked him, "What'd you think after, David?" And he goes, kind of like this. He doesn't know how to talk, you know. So he went home. He came back the next week. And afterwards, I said, "David, how do you feel?" "What?" He goes, "My polo, his polo shirt, polo, I thought wet, but not wet." And I'm like, "What? What is this guy saying? Polo, wet, but not wet." And then I started to understand. He thought his shirt was wet, but it was something underneath his shirt. It was God touching his heart in a meeting that he couldn't understand anything. So there's hope for you guys, from other countries that don't understand this. Here's a guy, Czech Republic, understood nothing. Afterwards, polo wet but not wet. He felt God in his heart pounding. And we prayed with David there, and he accepted the Lord into his life. And so I want to tell you, for the rest of this week, and even if you see me or my family, and you just, like, when God starts knocking, there's nothing going to stop it. So if you see us and you want to just even come, you want to talk and pray during this week, then come. And I'll pray with you, I'll talk to you, and I'll answer a question if you do. But after these chapels, just come up. If God's going like this, and I don't care if you've been saved for 15 years, I don't care. God loves you. And that's the song we just sang. And if he's just wants to just tell you that, and you want to come and pray and get your faith right, then come. Okay? Everybody say, okay. And you can come today at, 3:30 for Q&A. I might be able to answer your questions. I might not, but I'll give it a try. All right? So good stuff. Hey, let's go to I'm only going to read like one verse today. There's a whole bunch because I want to talk to you a little bit about something I have here. But let's go up to James chapter 4. And today the title is, "What will you submit to? What will you humble yourself to?" We submit to a lot of things in life, right? Pretty soon some of you are going to be driving cars. Some of you do drive cars. You better submit to the speed limit, at least here in America. When you go to Charlotte's home country, where's Charlotte? Is she here? I can't. There she is. She's just getting her license in Germany. And those roads have no speed limit, so you can just let her rip. Eh, Charlotte? I mean, it's unbelievable. It's too fast for me. When I get out on the Autobahn, I just can't go that fast. We're not used to it, but it's amazing. And here's another little fun fact for you. So you guys that are going to get a license here, right? I think, what do you pay? I don't know. I took Charlie here last year, and I think we got it for $5. I don't know what you guys pay, but it wasn't much. Charlotte, to get a license for a German kid, and you have to be 18, do you? I think you got to be 18 to get your license. 17, 18. 3,000 euros. That's $3,000 to get a license. And if you fail, hey, I learned something from her yesterday. If you fail a part of it, then they add more money on. And so your friend was up to, what, 5,000 or something? Are you kidding me? That's just nuts. I mean, you got to take a loan out to get a license. So if you go get your license, when you pay your $5 or your $30, just be happy. It's that cheap. Okay, so we submit to a lot of things in life. You got to submit to the law. You got to submit to your parents. You got to listen to them, or you're not, you know, if you don't submit to the law, the police, you'll find yourself in jail. So you got to submit to a lot of things in this life. But we're talking about something more important than even that. What are you going to submit to with your faith today? And James says, right here, he says, humble yourselves. The word humble is to submit. Submit yourself. Humble yourself before God. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Come close to God and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. And let's just pray, and I want to talk about this verse just for a bit this morning. Lord, open our eyes and our hearts this morning, please. Every person in here, that would be soft to hear about this wonderful, amazing grace of Jesus Christ. Amen. So, what is it that you're humbling yourself to today or submitting yourself to today? And I want to talk about, like, many of you in here have come to know Christ, and maybe you want to get closer to Him, and that's a wonderful thing. But how do you get closer to Him? How do you humble yourself to Him? How do you submit to Him? Right? I bet you're asking that question. How do I want to get closer. How do I get all in? I heard one counselor say to me, I have a kid in my group that wants to go all in, but he doesn't know what to do. And today, maybe we can just talk about it just a little bit. What does it mean? Because I love preaching the cross. And you guys might be saying, oh, I'm sick of this. The cross is for the ones in this place that never have known Christ, but it's so much even more for you that know Christ. Because without it, you've heard me repeat it over and over again, you get on a treadmill. Anybody ever ran on a treadmill? You get on it, and until somebody hits the stop button or you jump off to the side, you just keep going. It's like a hamster wheel. And every Christian I ever talk to, we find ourselves in this. And you're not different than any other person. The Apostle Paul did this. He found out this is what we do as Christians. And the only thing that saves me is Christ and Him crucified and to come back to it. And I don't know about you, but I do sprints on the treadmill. I do them at the gym where I go work out. And I put my feet on the side and then I turn that speed up. And then I go on. And then I go for a minute. And then I need to get my feet on the side. I can't keep going. In Christianity, you need somebody to tell you, step off. Or hit the stop button and step off, because there's something way better. And I'm going to explain it today. If Emma would put that next slide up of Romans, I've got a little something I want to show you. That this was one of the best things I ever learned as a Christian. And it took me 30 years till finally somebody preached this, and it changed my life as a Christian forever. The Apostle Paul says, have you forgotten? This is so huge. Have you forgotten that when we were joined to Christ Jesus in baptism, we were joined to Him in His death? He's talking about baptism. Now, maybe has anybody been water baptized in here before? Put your hands up. Thank you. Water baptism is just a symbol. It's just a picture of what really happened to you when you believed. I'm going to explain it. Because the Apostle Paul says you were baptized into His death, into the death of Christ on the cross. Not water. The word baptism means it's just you're submerged into something else. And I'm going to give you an example today of these rocks, which are going to picture you and me. And I'm going to give you a picture of the water, which is a picture of Christ. And that's what water baptism is. It's a picture of the bigger picture, what happened to you. And the Apostle Paul says, have you forgotten that when you were baptized into Christ, how does that happen? When you just believe. So all of you, when you believed in Christ Jesus, when you simply had faith that he's my Savior, I want him to be my Savior. In that moment, God took you, dirty old rock, baptized you into the death of Jesus Christ. Now, that's the most beautiful thing. I heard Max tell his story today. You guys all know Max here that's singing these great songs. And maybe you've heard his story, maybe you haven't. But if you can grab him today or this week, if you haven't heard it, just say, tell me. Because he started crying back there and telling me a story. He used to be the partier out at Metamora High School in Metamora. Oh, I see some people know his story. He used to be the drinker and doing all everything and having the parties. And one day, I don't know what happened. He said his whole world was coming down like an avalanche. Parents were getting divorced. I mean, he was just telling me the weight of the world coming down. And I said, what'd you do? Go to church? Or like, did you do something? Did you have some kind? He said, I walked out onto my driveway. And God met me there. And my life was changed. And I'm sitting there, I see tears in his eyes. He said, the next week, everybody wanted to come to my house and party and drink. And I go, I think this is what happened right here. I'm not the same person anymore. Something happened. They said, well, you know, I could see them. Why aren't we drinking? Why aren't we cussing? Why aren't we? Because something happened. Like, sorry about the water, but like something else is pouring out of my life. Do you see it? Like, it's not the rock anymore. It's something I got put into. I mean, I don't think anyone had to tell Max not to drink and cuss. And like, it just happened because I could see it in his eyes. Let me ask you guys, you Christians that are trying to get closer to God in all of your things you do, all of the praying and all of the reading, and which is great stuff, and all your quiet times and all of, right? It's wonderful stuff. But those things didn't get you close to Christ. This did. Simple faith placed me into the death of Christ. And I want to ask you something. Can that rock and that water get any closer to each other than it is right there? Isn't that great news? This will save you as a Christian. You'd want to, some of you in here, you want to get closer to God? You just need to be reminded of this. You've been put into Christ. He can't get any closer, and you can't get any closer. That's the cross. Some of you are like, I want to get closer. I don't even know how. There it is. It's been already done for you. Some of you in this place feel, this is amazing feeling here, all these Christians. I don't even have a family at home. I don't know. Like, you want a family. You want to get close. You want this right here. That's the family of God. People just believing and being dropped into the death of Christ. And it's no longer I that liveth. And you wonder, well, I don't really see God in my life. What should I do? Just let him pour like that. Just let him pour all over wherever you go. What's pouring out of this thing? It ain't the rock. It's Christ. And how does that happen? Just simply be reminded of what Christ did at the cross and be reminded as this thing says, have you forgotten? Have you forgotten? Or have you turned it into something you do that makes you a Christian? Because I don't know about you, but like if someone says, are you a good Christian or are you a bad Christian? Are you kidding me? There's only one Christian. There's only two things you stand today. Are you outside of Christ or are you a Christian inside of Christ? I don't know about you, but that's just great news. What's a good one and a bad one? Outside of Christ. And today, if you are outside of Christ, It's just this simple. What will you submit to today? Because you don't want to be here. You want to be there. Covered. I'm a Christian. I remember a friend told me, because I was like on this treadmill trying to get closer to God. You know, I want to get closer. I want to, you know, read more, pray more. I'm not feeling a thing. Am I close? Am I far? My friend said to me, would you stop the nonsense? Turn around, look at what Christ did at the cross, and look at this analogy. If you've been placed into Christ, baptized into his death, you can't get any closer, and he can't get any closer to you. It's just a perfect union that is one. Isn't that awesome? So I'll tell you what, it's the best news you could ever hear, because it'll throw you off that stupid treadmill called religion, and it'll absolutely make you free. Everybody say free. I remember my son, Bo. He was probably about 17 years old, and he was getting pretty good at his hockey, and he was beginning to follow a career. And I was talking to him one day, and I was really wrong, but he corrected me. I said, you know, Bo, you might have to give your hockey up to serve the Lord. Like, you know, you have to give up the things that are important in your life. And I remember him looking at me, because you guys might hear this kind of stuff. And I was actually telling him, like, you got to give this stuff up to be a real devoted follower of Christ. And I remember him looking at me, and he said, Dad, I'm not giving up hockey. I don't need to give up hockey. I love hockey. He put it in my heart. And when he said it, it just hit me. It's like, what do you got to give up to follow Christ? I'm this rock. I believe in a Savior named Jesus. And he promised me that if I believe that I get put into him at the cross, into his death, and I'm a totally, fully devoted follower of Christ. Right there, you can see it. You hear me? What's a fully, fully committed, devoted? What is it? You'll have to put a list up a mile long that I got to follow. I remember when Bo said that, I don't need to give that up. I mean, are you a better Christian if you give things up? If you go become a monk in Tibet, are you a better Christian? Like, it's nonsense. This is it right here. When you stand at heaven, that's what he's looking for. Are you in Christ or you're not? It's just that simple. I heard one of the counselors say to me, thanks for preaching this and keeping it so simple. Because when it gets complicated, it just, you know what I mean? It's just that simple. And I love the preaching of the cross for everyone in this room. If you're outside of Christ today, you have a choice to humble yourself to his work on the cross, to what he did for you, and to be in. And if you're in, just be reminded and get off the treadmill and be reminded, have you forgotten so quickly? Have you forgotten? And you know what? If you're like me, I forget about every day. And I need to be reminded that, oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves me so, that song. It's a love that's not based upon me performing for him, but he performed for me when he came here 2,000 years ago. And he lived the perfect life, the one you can't. And so you can kind of give up on that, because you can't live it perfect anyway. He had to come live it for you, and he did it. And he took it to the cross, that perfect life lived. We call it holiness and righteousness. And he laid it out on two pieces of timber and said, it's finished. So why? So you could start performing? No. So he could save you. And you could be in Christ, and he could be in you. And oh, how sweet it is to just know this, to humble yourself and submit to this. It's the greatest thing you'll ever know and never experience. And you can be like Max. Your life can change without you even trying to do it. It's from a day to day, from 1 week. Why are we not doing the same things? I don't know. I guess this started to happen in my life right here. You know, just, I guess, I don't know. Should I get you wet a little? I don't know if that makes sense, but like, stop trying to be a Christian and just be one. It's, you are. It's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. And you're a blessing to people. How can you not be? This is what's getting poured out of your life. I see some smiles here today. Maybe you're starting to understand what I'm talking about. It's not religion. It's just absolutely amazing. Some of you want to be ministers someday, youth pastors, leaders. Here it is. Here's what you can pour out to the world right here. Not I that liveth, but Christ liveth in me. You know? It's so simple and so good. And really quite easy, actually. I just rest and he just pours out to the world. How can it be? Well, that's just how good God is. Amen. Would you pray with me? And if you do want to stay behind today, you're welcome to. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day. Thank you for pouring your life out to me and to us. I love you today. Help us to submit to that again. If we've forgot it, just to renew our faith again. And thank you for it. Bless these kids with an amazing day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thanks for listening to this chapel session and for diving into Scripture with us. We hope you've been encouraged in your walk with Jesus, and we hope to see you here at camp for next year's summer camp. So, thanks again, and have a great rest of your day.